Chamishi. And the pasuk continues with the topic of achilas poyalim, a worker's right to eat. A laborer who is harvesting crops may eat from them during the course of his labor, but he may not take anything home, nor give it to others who are not personally entitled to take. Kisavoy becherem re'echo, when you will come into your friend's vineyard, and this is referring to a worker who will come into the vineyard of his balabayas, ve'ochalto anovim, and you may eat grapes, kinafshecho, as much as you would like, savecho, until you are satisfied, however not achilagasa, not an amount of overeating, ve'elkelyecho loisitein, and you may not place it into your vessels. You may not take it home, however you may eat as much as you would like in the fields. And since the pasuk says that you shall not place it into your vessels, we learn from here that we are talking about at the time of harvesting. At a time that you would typically place it into the keli of the balabayas, the pasuk is saying, do not place it into your keli. However, a worker that is doing work prior to the harvest, for example, digging in the field or covering exposed roots, such a worker may not take from the grapes of the field. Only a worker that is working at the time of the harvest. And so too, kisavoi, when you, the worker, will come, become asreyecha, to the standing grain of your friend. Bikotafto melilois biodecho, you may pluck ears of tvua with your hand. However, vichermesh loisonif, a sickle you shall not lift, al komas reecha, on the standing grain of your friend. The Torah allows you to take a little bit, to pluck ears with your hand. However, to cut down with a sickle large amounts of tvua, that the Torah did not allow. Zakt Rashi posuk chafei, kisavoi becherem reecha, when you will come into your friend's vineyard, bepoyel hakosav medaber. The pasuk is speaking about a worker who is allowed to take from the tvua of the balabayas. Zakt Rashi kinafshecha, kama shetirtza, as much as your soul desires. Savecha, until you are full, v'lei achil gasa, but do not overeat. Ve'al kelicha leisitein, do not place any tvua into your vessel. Mikan, from here we learn, shelei dibra Torah ela b'shas habotzir. The Torah only allowed you to take at the time of the harvest. Bizman she'atanoisin lekeilov shebalabayas. At the time that you would place it into the vessels of the balabayas, the pasuk says, do not place it into your vessels. And that is at the time of the harvest. Aval im bolador ulekashkej, however, if you are coming to work prior to the harvest, for example, jobs like digging, ulekashkej, and covering exposed roots, eina oichel, such a worker may not eat from the tvua of the balabayas. Zot Rashi ki savei bekomas reyecho, when you will come into the standing crop of your friend, afzu bepoel hakos medaber, this too is talking about a worker that may pluck ears of tvua. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of get. Ki ikach ish isha, if a man will take a woman, if a man will be mekadesh a woman, uva Allah, and have relations with her. Vahoya im loy simsochein be'enov, and it will be if she does not find favor in his eyes, ki motza ba ervas davar, because he found in her a disgraceful thing, he found out that she acted immorally. V'chosav lo, and it is a mitzvah, since she acted immorally, for him to write for her sefer krisos, a document of divorce, a get. V'nosav b'yodo, and place it in her hand. V'shilucha mibesai, and he should send her away from his house. Since she acted immorally, we want it to be loy simsochein be'enav. She should not find favor in his eyes in the future, and he should divorce her right away, before she finds favor in his eyes, and he will change his mind. And the reason why a get is called sefer krisus, a document of cutting off, is because a divorce must sever all bonds between the husband and wife, meaning that it should be unconditional. If the divorce includes a condition, for example, that she never marries a certain person, or never visits her parents, such a divorce is not valid. And the pasuk continues, V'yotza'a mibesoi, and this woman will go out from his house, V'holecha v'hoyesa li'ish acher, and she will marry somebody else. And this second husband is called ish acher, another man. The reason why he is called acher is because he is different than the first husband. The first husband got rid of this evil woman, and this second husband took this evil woman into his house. That is why he is called acher, because he is different than the first. And since he took in this evil woman into his house, the end will be that he will either divorce her or he will die. And that's why the pasuk says, Usineyo ha'isha achroin, and the end will be that the second husband will either hate her, v'chosav lo sefer krisos, and he too will write a get for her, v'nosav b'yoda, and place it in her hand, v'shilucha mibesoi, and send her from his house. The second husband will die, asher lekacha loy leisha, that took her to be his wife. Then, layuchal bala harishon asher shilcha, the first husband that sent her away is not allowed, loshav lekachta, to take her back, liyois loy leisha, that she should be his wife. Acharei asher hu tamo, after she became usher to him, since she married somebody else in between. Kisayevehi lefnei Hashem, because she is an abomination before Hashem, v'leisachati es ha'oretz, and you shall not bring sin on the land, asher Hashem alaykecho noisin l'cho nachalo, that Hashem your God is giving you as an inheritance. Because if one would be allowed to take back his divorced wife after she married another man, it would cause people to feel free to divorce their wives in order to sample other women. And this will bring sin upon the land, and that's why the Torah calls this a toyeva. Therefore, the Torah prohibited this, and if one divorces his wife and she remarries, she remains usher to him, to the first husband, forever. And according to the simple meaning of the pasuk, we explain the words acharei asher hu tamo to mean, after she married another man, hu tamo, she became usher to the first husband. However, the word tame usually means that someone did an iser. And over here, the woman did not do anything wrong by marrying this second husband. So why does the Torah use the word tame? Therefore, Rashi tells us that we learn an additional iser from these words. And that is, if a woman is mezaneh while she is married, she becomes usher to her husband. La yuchal bala harisha in lashuv lekachta, her husband may not stay with her acharei asher hu tamo, after she was mezaneh. And the pasuk over here is telling us two isurim. First of all, not to remarry a woman who you divorced after she married another man. And secondly, not to live with your wife who was mezaneh. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Aleph, ki motza ba eres davar, because he found in her a shameful thing. Zokt Rashi mitzvah olav legarsha, then it is a mitzvah for him to divorce her. Sheloi timsachem be'enov, in order that in the future she will not find favor in his eyes. He should divorce her right away before she finds favor in his eyes and he will change his mind. The pasuk is saying, v'kosav l'sefer krisos, write a get for her right away in order that loisim tzochein be'enov, she should not find favor in his eyes in the future. And after the divorce, she will marry le'ish acher, another man. Why is this man called acher? Ein ze ben zuge shel rishon, this second husband is not similar to the first husband. Hu hoitzi risha mitoch beisai. He removed this wicked woman from his house. And this man brought this woman in, therefore he is acher, he is different than the first husband. And the second husband will hate her. The pasuk does not say that maybe the second husband will hate her. The pasuk seems to say a definite thing. He will definitely hate her. The Torah is informing him that at the end he will hate her. And if he does not hate her, she will end up burying him, shenemar, like the pasuk says, oy kiyomos, or the husband will die. Acharei asher hu tamo, after she was metama herself, and Rashi is bothered, why is her marriage to the second husband considered hu tamo, she being metama herself? Therefore, the pasuk is telling us something else. L'rabois, it is coming to include Saita, a woman who turned away from the darkei hatznius, shenistera, and secluded herself together with another man, and was mezaneh with another man. Such a woman is usher to her husband.